It's Friday after Ash Wednesday. Welcome to today's Lentcast. This is Father John Zulsdorf. Today's Roman station is St. John and St. Paul on the Celian Hill. It began as a house church, like Santa Sabina. Beneath the present basilica, there are 2nd and 3rd century houses. John and Paul were martyrs in 361 at the time of the Emperor Julian the Apostate. Today, the Passionists staff the basilica. A former titular cardinal here was Eugenio Pacelli, who became Pius XII. The present cardinal is Joseph de Kesel. In the traditional Roman liturgy, we see a repeated pattern at important turning points during the Mass. There will be a chanted antiphon, usually from the Psalms, with a procession, followed by the exchange of greetings between the priest and people, and then an oration. This is the case at the time of Holy Communion. Now, today, the communion antiphon is a line from Psalm 2. However, quoting just a line or two isn't the end of it. We are meant by that line to think of the whole psalm. Just as our Lord would quote something from the Old Testament, and first century Jews would automatically make the connection with the whole context of the line because they knew scriptures well, so too we should make the connection with the context of what we're hearing quoted in the antiphons. For example, from the New Testament, when the Lord overturned the tables in the temple, he said that they had made the Father's house a den of thieves. Well, everyone would have recognized that this was Jeremiah's line when he stood in the temple and predicted its destruction by the Assyrians. They would have gotten the whole context. When we hear chants at Mass, we should also think of the whole context and not just the single line. Now, today, in the extraordinary form at Holy Communion, we hear a snip of Psalm 2, which, according to Acts 4, is a messianic psalm of David. Pius Parsh says of this psalm that few, if any, of David's messianic songs surpass Psalm 2 in popularity and beauty. We may entitle it A Hymn of Christ the King. St. Bernard called it the roaring of the Lion of Judah, resounding against his enemies. You may remember it's used in Handel's Messiah. Let's hear the psalm, the whole psalm. This is the traditional Dowie translation. Why have the Gentiles raged, and the people devised vain things? The kings of the earth stood up, and the princes met together against the Lord and against his Christ. Let us break their bonds asunder, let us cast away their yoke from us. He that dwelleth in heaven shall laugh at them, and the Lord shall deride them. Then shall he speak to them in his anger, and trouble them in his rage. But I am appointed king by him over Zion, his holy mountain, preaching his commandment. The Lord hath said to me, Thou art my son, this day I have begotten thee. Ask of me, and I will give thee the Gentiles for thy inheritance, and the utmost parts of the earth for thy possession. Thou shalt rule them with a rod of iron, and shall break them in pieces like a potter's vessel. And now, O ye kings, understand, receive instruction, that you judge the earth. Serve ye the Lord with fear, and rejoice unto him with trembling. Embrace discipline, lest at any time the Lord be angry, and you perish from the just way. When his wrath shall be kindled in a short time, blessed are all they that trust in him. Now, these first few days of Lent, as you were told before, we're newcomers, really, you know, we really get up to speed on the first Sunday. But we are in the 40-day disciplina, the discipline of Lent, the exercitia. And so, in this psalm, after being encouraged about who our great King is, we are told to embrace this discipline, to be admonished, as the Hebrew says, to be instructed.